The following podcast contains descriptions of crime that some people might find annoying.
It also contains descriptions of poisonous gases, fake leather, and husband blaming. Violence. Armed robbery. Assault. Hijacking. All words too common in the South African lexicon. So much so that they cast the spotlight away from indiscretions that go unnoticed, lurking in the shadows of society's most pestilent underworld. I want to meet the forgotten victims of heinous acts of inconvenience. Join me, a professional amateur sleuth, as we try to solve the cases that plague ordinary hard-working people and also trust fund beneficiaries. And maybe we can close this chapter of trauma on their lives. My name is Phil DeLange, and this is Petty Crime South Africa. The South African motor vehicle remains a contentious issue. Some experts say they are merely a waiting zone for personal belongings to change ownership, as if anything in your car belongs to other people. This is commonly known as petty crime or communism. These types of crimes have become so rampant that they now top the list of most heinous inconveniences a South African can experience, overtaking your parking bay being stolen and accidentally hearing music from Die Antwoord.
The amount of things that have happened in my car while it's been outside that house is just ridiculous.
Do you think perhaps people have committed a lot of crime against that car just because it's an Opel?
Definitely.
This is Kate Pinchuk, an actress and comedian. Unfortunately, there were no jokes in this testimony. She told us about the unfortunate crime of owning an Opel, and also other crimes too.
It was about 5 a.m. The sun was up and it was summer, but it was very, very early. I remember being extremely annoyed to be woken up this early. So I heard a car alarm going off, and it went off for a while and it sounded really close. And I was like, okay, no, that actually might be my car alarm. Because my car's parked outside my parents' place where I live. And then I got up, my husband stayed sleeping because I guess he doesn't care about my stuff. And I got up and went to the kind of upstairs window, and like my mom and my dad and I looked down, and my parents were like freaking out. And then we went downstairs, and I think we saw that the private security of our area was there. My car window had been smashed in. My pleather jacket was sitting on the back seat, and there was a man lying down on the floor on the pavement outside. This guy had broken my window with spark plugs because he wanted to get this jacket, then like fell over and passed out. Basically, he hadn't even reached his arm in to take the jacket out, and private security were standing around just like looking at the dude, and he was like lying on the ground moaning. This guy who like was wearing kind of broken clothes and obviously wanted this woman's leather jacket that was pleather. And then they were like trying to question him, and they were like, why did you do this? And he was like flat on his back on the floor next to the car. Like, he committed the crime and then fell over literally right next to the scene of the crime. He was like still very much at the scene of the crime. And then eventually they got out of him like, I wanted the jacket, but he was like super out of it. And then they looked at me and they were like, do you want to press charges? And I was like, are you fucking joking? Press charges on this guy? Like, no. How will that help anyone? That'll be a waste of everyone's time and ridiculous. Like, come on. Don't be stupid. I was like, no, I will go and open a case with the police for the insurance money. What's really irritating is I don't leave stuff in my car because lots of stuff's happened in my car. So I'm like quite careful about not leaving anything visible in it. My dad actually had toy snakes in the cubby hole of his car when we lived in Ubs, because he was like, I can't stop people from breaking in, but I can make sure they have a horrible time when they do.
The threat of a snake This is a classic South African security measure.
There are many isinyoga among us these days.
While it seems that Kate may have already solved this crime, my expertly trained, finely tuned, amateur-esque professional sleuth instincts kicked in. I believe I may have uncovered something deeper that involves a fashion syndicate. I also may have connected this to something else.
Then I got up. My husband stayed sleeping because I guess he doesn't care about my stuff.
Kate's momentary annoyance with her husband.
I was driving home because I didn't drink the night before. I handed my jacket to my husband to put on the floor in front of him, and he didn't want to hold it, so he leaned back and put it in the back seat. I didn't know this. And then when we got out the car, I didn't know the jacket was in the back. Didn't see anything, so we left it there, and he will never do that again.
Do you always blame your husband for bad things that happen to you?
Only when it's his fault.
Don't you feel like maybe you should have taken more responsibility for your fake leather jacket?
Yes, but this is the thing. I put it in the front seat because it's out of sight, out of mind for me. If I can't see the jacket does not exist to me. So that's why I always put it in the front seat by the person's feet who's there. And the fact that he moved it to the back made him now responsible for this.
Who are you more upset with? Your husband or the man that actually caused damage to your car?
My husband. I don't really blame the man that caused damage to my car. He was walking past. He saw a really nice jacket. Thought, I want that. I get it.
He really wanted that fake leather. Are you sure?
I mean, that's what he said. That's what he mumbled. Like, it was honestly, it was unintelligible. Like, the only word I could hear was jacket.
So if the only word you could hear was jacket, and I'd like you to hear me out here for a second, I have a theory. And do not take this as a harsh judgment, but a fake leather jacket, to me, in my mind, is considered an undesirable fashion item. Perhaps he was trying to remove this jacket from society and do you a favor. That also supports my theory as to why your husband didn't want to hold this fake leather jacket, this undesirable item of clothing.
Are you saying I have a hideous fake leather jacket and the fashion police in the form of my husband and this unknown man were trying to remove it from me for my own good?
I believe you may have worked out this crime on your own, with my assistance, of course.
That is not what happened. It's a beautiful jacket. I get compliments on it all the time. It's like a little biker jacket. It's cute.
I believe that we all have moments of delusion, so it's okay. For my own safety, I now needed to steer the conversation in a different direction. I managed to distract Kate from directing her annoyance at me by quickly reminding her that this was not the only crime that was committed against her Opel.
There was a spate of windscreen wipers being stolen. And it was like so unbearably inconvenient. You'd wake up in the morning and your windscreen wipers would have been popped off. Because it's easy to snap off a windscreen wiper. And apparently you could sell them for like 10 rand a wiper, which is like not a great price. It's not a very valuable item. Windscreen wrappers are not very expensive. It is just very fucking inconvenient to have to keep constantly replacing your windscreen wipers. It happened like 3 times in 1 week once. And sometimes it would just be one wiper, which really annoyed me. So then there was a phase where I just had a spare windscreen wiper in the back of my boot because this person had had the inconsiderate nature to steal only one. And eventually I had to combat this problem. I cable tied my windscreen wipers to the little windscreen wiper holder so people could stop snapping them off. You just got to make like one something slightly harder and people will just snap off the windscreen wipers of the car up the road.
I'd like to make a suggestion next time. Instead of using cable ties and windscreen wipers, just use toy snakes
as windscreen wipers. No one will touch them.
Isinyoga that caused havoc for all of us.
I think my car has been broken into once more, but by people I didn't know, but nothing got stolen, which was like even more irritating.
Have you considered moving? It seems like that house attracts a lot of crime.
I think it's just parking outside in South Africa, parking on the street. And it's not bad.
Perhaps having your windscreen wiper stolen is worse than having another synthetic material stolen in the form of a fake leather jacket. You might think, dear listener, that my vendetta against pleather might be as bad as my vendetta against opals. And you would be correct. But, as you will hear soon, we can actually blame Kate's car for preventing the well-meaning fashion police from getting away with her fake leather jacket. I'd like to propose a theory. The person that tried to rob you of your fake leather jacket, you say he was found passed out on the floor.
Yeah, he was sort of half awake.
Okay. Was there perhaps any residue or leftover food item that might have also been left in the car along with the leather jacket? It is my theory that he smashed the window and then there was slightly poisonous gas from food residue in your car that then intoxicated him and then he passed out. Do you think that's possible?
I do actually think that is possible because I have a really bad coffee cup holder and I often the last remnants of my coffee in the cup. The cup often, when I go over a speed bump, is like hurled from the cup holder because it's kind of behind me when I drive. And often I find that there's like spilled coffee in the back of the car, of the little residue. So it's possible that the fumes from the oat milk latte could have infected him and made him pass out.
If you have been a victim of any petty crime and would like my expertise to get to the bottom of it, please join a New Age meditation cult and manifest my help so I can get in touch. This has been an All Ears FM production. Conceptualized by Phil DeLange, edited by Phil DeLange, written by Phil DeLange, presented by Phil DeLange, with investigations by Phil DeLange and expert consultations from Phil DeLange. I am Phil DeLange. Petty Crime South Africa. Real people, petty crimes.